Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Yeah! Happy Thanksgiving week, happy hour, family, John Fugelsang and Dana Goldberg.
More cowbell, please!
This is going to be like our Thanksgiving dinners, just short and filthy and fucking just raw, man.
Oh, I forget we get to curse.
My mom and I work blue.
We're taking it raw?
Yeah.
What? Oh, my.
Yeah. We're in our, it's in impeachment afterglow.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's been dreamy. Fiona Hill. I want her to be my voice in every navigation app I've ever had.
Dana, I very clearly told you to turn left on La Cienega. Don't recalculate route. I am smarter than you. I went to Harvard.
She did. And what was as horrible as I would actually probably like Thelma and Louise it off a cliff because I'd just be listening to her voice
do whatever
and miss all of my turns.
Yeah, that's a hill I want to die
on. Oh, Dana, co-sign a loan for me, wouldn't you? It would be ever so
nice. I feel like even my mom would love her if I brought her home, even though my mom's a Trump lover.
Oh,
she'd
for
be
sure.
Like, he's a traitor's cockwomble, Mrs. Miller. My mom would be like, oh, she works blue,
I'll
but I
take
love her.
Your Disney Plus password now. Thank you.
Would you like some spotted dick? No, that's where you've lost me. That's actually where you've lost me.
Every kind of dick is gross. Yeah. Can Dana and I just say that?
There's nothing wrong with dicks. It's the men they're attached to. I keep
right.
telling
that's
you
that.
It's
that's
the large
true.
Growth at the base of the penis. That's the problem with the penis.
John's comes in sections, by the way.
I'm sure it does.
Even though I'm gay.
My what comes in sections?
Well,
oh, that thing, yes. Oh.
Hello.
I'm not going to unspool for you. I'm not.
No, I'm gay, but Tommy standing Lee. Backstage, I literally remember this moment, John. I was standing backstage, and I just found myself, I was like, wow! I'm just saying, Dana, it's impressive.
To John's penis or
yes,
John in general?
Yes, I was just staring
yes!
at his crotch. Like,
yes!
You know.
Well, what? John's dreamy. I think John and I have a sweet affinity for each other. If we could turn each other, if I could turn him into a woman, we'd date, and if he could turn me straight, we'd date.
No, I don't need you straight. It's
hot. Oh, that's
this
true.
Way.
That's yeah, he would just not. If he stopped respecting me, then we would date.
No, okay. No, I can make you think I don't respect you. Trust me. I will make you think I won't respect you, and you'll love it.
He's all dreamy in Metro.
Yeah,
and she's all dreamy and all woman.
Yeah,
true, true. If anyone was wondering about that, who
you know
is.
What?
And I somewhat resemble Katie Lang, so I've got a shot.
Yes.
I've got a shot. And I haven't waxed.
That's why I've had a constant craving for you for so long.
Why, thank you.
Dana.
Yes, Mama.
I have to say I agree with you after watching the Democratic debate. I'm getting a gay vibe off Tulsi.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm getting a self-hating, homophobe gay vibe off her.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't hate gays anymore, Steph. You have other reasons to scorn her.
Yeah, okay. She's evolved on electrocuting the gay out of me.
She actually does. Yeah. She has evolved on.
She has a perfect record. We have to give her. Listen, we have to give her credit for
no,
the stuff.
That's, no, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
We can't be a Jim Jordan of the left. Yes, we do. Fair and biased, Steph. Fair and biased.
Okay,
that's
first
my
of
motto.
All, I have way biased. More jackets than Jim Jordan has, first of all.
You do have seen them.
I have a significant amount of more blazers than Jim Jordan.
I don't know. I tried to look at your Jim Jordan blazer collection, and I had to turn the other way.
She has more "Hi, I'm a TV producer from 1980 jackets than anyone I've ever seen.
Mine don't have shoulder pads. Thank you very much. My shoulders came in.
Stephanie, do you still have your vests from the 90s?
I do have my vests. I have lots of vests. I don't know why. Why did I think vests were cool?
I still have my four-button suits.
There you go.
We all thought vests were cool.
I still have my epaulets on my suit jacket from the 90s.
We said they should have made fucking Jim Jordan wear like a, Captain Kangaroo,
Captain Crunch jacket. Captain Crunch
something
jacket.
Like when you go to a restaurant
yes.
and don't show the proper respect.
They have to pull the old jackets out of, you know, the closet.
Well, Devin Nunes, no offense to H&M, but it looks like my H&M blazer yesterday, Devin Nunes in the morning. And his shoulder pads were huge. Yeah. He had pinstripe blazer, a weird maroon tie with diamonds, and then a pinstripe shirt that was a different color. I'm like, who in the fuck dressed you this
That's
morning?
That's funny, because actually Devin Nunes in the mornings is the next show on Breitbart Radio.
Yeah.
He's got his next gig lined up.
Mm.
The Democrats want you to believe the sky is blue, but I looked up today and it was whitish.
Cowbell. Okay. We paused to talk about the farmer's dog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, they love the farmer's dog. I'm just saying. One of my friends had told me about this way before I'd heard about it. She's like, I can't believe, are you still feeding your dogs kibble? I was like, what? Yes.
Pellets.
Huh? Right. The farmer's dog is real fresh food, real meat, real vegetables. And to make it easier for you to experience the farmer's dog, today only, first-time users can try the farmer's dog for free.
What?
Okay. Farmer's dog meals made from fresh meat and veggies. No wondering what's in my dog's food. I can actually see it, right? And I identify them for Fred. They like when I tell them. Sometimes I like to do separately. I'll be like, garbanzo bean. They understand what I'm saying.
Yes, they do.
Carrot. The Farmer's Dog has worked with top vets to create a complete and balanced meal for your dog. You know they're getting the nutrition they need to thrive. Plus, it's pre-portioned, no over or under feeding. They come to your door, you just throw them in the freezer, take them out one at a time, you are set.
Whammo.
And it is an array of health benefits. Customer service is amazing. You can text, email, or call anytime. They'll pair you up with a pet expert who can help. My dogs have smoother coats, fresher breath, better poops. Fantastic.
So are mine.
Hmm. All day today, first-time users can try the Farmer's Dog for free by going to thefarmersdog.com/Miller. You'll also get free shipping. That's thefarmersdog.com/Miller. Thefarmersdog.com/Miller. Now he might get arrested, too. So Lev Parnas, one of the wild and crazy guys, set up meetings for Devin Nunes to chase conspiracy theories in 2018 in Europe.
I can't wait for them all to go down. They're all
going
down. I know. We were saying it's a good sign that Netanyahu is going down for, been indicted for, what is this? Hang on. Corruption?
Bribery.
We were saying bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. You're saying all the same shit that Donald Trump. Yeah.
Yeah. Why do the Israeli police hate the Jews? That's my question.
Yeah.
Because if
right?
you criticize what? If you criticize Israel's leader, you hate Israel.
That's right.
Say the people who criticized America's leader, Barack Obama, for 8 long years. So, yeah, clearly the Israeli police are anti-Semitic, and that's the only reason they're going after Netanyahu.
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel like all the bad guys are going down.
I feel like you're optimistic.
Yeah.
How soon are Giuliani and Trump going to turn it on each other?
I feel like, that's the thing. You had an impeachment party because they were impeaching.
I said you don't get
to have a party until Rudy and Trump turn on each other. But to Dana's point, we talked about this last night on SiriusXM. Trump would throw his kids under the bus. I don't know about Rudy because Rudy knows a
everything.
Lot. Rudy knows a lot. And Trump can't get rid of Rudy. But. The Southern District of New York, if they were investigating their former boss, Rudy, and let him know, it's for one reason they let him know. It's to give him a professional courtesy chance
to
flip on Trump and make it right.
Yeah.
It's not going to end well for Trump when he leaves office.
Yeah. John and I have been saying for a long time, I think he's going to resign.
He's going to resign.
What do you think?
Oh, I agree. Actually, we were talking about this again last night on John's show.
I convinced Charisma Carpenter last night that
he really did. I believe the same thing.
Stop yelling out another show's name while you're with me.
He's never going to
let
us
say. You whore.
He's sitting right next to me.
I don't care what you did. If you didn't say it to me, it doesn't count.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So
there was a picture of you on the ceiling, if that counts.
We were staring at it the whole time we were doing the show. He's not going to let us fire him. Quote unquote. He just won't. His ego won't let it happen.
He will declare victory, say
best
we've achieved everything.
Of all time.
Greatest economy in the history of
money. I
would
have made America great, fake news, witch hunt, hope.
We achieved everything.
Look
at my checklist. It's full. I'm not needed here. I'm returning to the private sector, leaving everything in the capable, pardonable hands of President Mike Pence. He will declare victory.
Listen,
leave.
It's
going to be Sarah Palin. We'll never know why.
It's not the most accurate Trump impression, but it is the only one that is.
It's not a real Trump impression, I acknowledge. I do my Marlon Brando, and I get Marlon Brando hooked on Adderall, and then I give Adderall Brando a cold, and it's the perfect storm of Brando, amphetamines, and mucus.
Sir, by Donald Trump impression, that's as good as I'm willing to get. I don't want to work any harder on my Donald Trump impression than Donald Trump works on anything. And I do a better impression.
You know,
Excuse me.
I'm going to be fucking rude now. Excuse me.
I do a better impression of Donald Trump than Donald Trump does an impression of a president. Okay? Okay?
I can't decide which Trump is more irritating. The Mr. Spacely yelly chopper talk, right? That.
I want nothing. I want nothing.
I wasn't yelling. Stoneman was yelling. I wasn't yelling. Jetson.
Literally yesterday.
Or that when
nothing.
He does that little tiny voice. It's all, I can't take it, any of it anymore.
God.
I can't.
Yes, you can. It's
no.
Zelensky was spelled phonetically, which is hysterical in his notes. It's like Zellinsky. Zelensky. So just so you can remember how to pronounce it.
Wait, did you hear what we learned this week? That he didn't know Kiev is in Ukraine.
Yeah.
That Sondland called him for the restaurant. He's calling from Kiev. Trump's like, I thought you were in Ukraine. Oh, he's such a dumb fuck.
He doesn't know geography. Every time he's about to talk about Niger, it freaks me out because I'm like, how is he about to pronounce this?
He doesn't know the three branches of government. I'm not kidding. In a tweet, he revealed he thought the three branches of government were the House, White House, and Senate. So every journalist interviewing Trump has a moral responsibility to begin with one question. Name your children's birthdays. That's all I want. I want a journalist to say, can you tell me your kids' birthdays?
Yeah.
That would be amazing. He doesn't know the branches of government because his family tree doesn't
In fairness, Barron's probably not his. But
What? No, Barron's very much is.
Really?
They look very alike.
Unfortunately, he's right.
Yes.
Well, that
Barron is not Frank Sinatra's kid, if you know
that took some. That took some resilience to endure, God knows. Maybe she just
your
had
silence.
Maybe she's a little.
I would hope that's a turkey baster issue.
Oh,
like Melania's like, put it in the cup.
Be best if you put in the
and leave the
back
room.
Bowl.
Be best.
Put it back in bowl. Be
and
best.
Leave the room
and then put.
You guys give Melania way too much credit.
No, I know she's shagging that.
She's
piece of shit.
Evil too.
Yeah. She's a birther.
Yeah. She's a racist birther.
Yeah. Do you buy that she's ever started a sentence with darling or that she was
no,
that was amazing.
That he had a heart attack?
Are you okay, darling?
I hope your money has resilience. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm telling you, her face felt like a souffle. Remember at the inauguration when, you know, he turns around and she just goes.
Well, you know, I
I think that's
policy.
What happened when she found out he didn't have a heart attack. She was like,
you know, my policy on first lady jokes. I'm against it. I didn't like the Michelle Obama jokes. I never told the Laura Bush joke. Mm. I love Laura Bush. Mm. Only in America would a librarian marry an illiterate. Mm. But when it comes to Melania, I won't make fun of her. But you know this. There's the Melania Trump life-size sex doll they're selling in Europe. That I will make fun of. Have you seen it, Dana? The Melania Trump sex doll?
Seriously? No.
It only works on weekends, and you still have to pay it. It's amazing.
I love this. Got started with, I won't make any jokes about the first lady.
I won't do it. No, I will not make fun of her. I will make fun of the sex doll because it talks, but it only says things the Michelle Obama sex doll said 5 years ago.
Fugle Sang's a comedy ninja. He does. He
doesn't make fun of her.
Yeah, you just sneaks up on you and just fucking.
He does.
Yeah.
It's
like a Trojan horse.
Doesn't even kiss you
first.
Just slips you that giant sausage, comedy wise. And
did you listen to this? I feel so objectified.
Yeah.
I feel me too. I feel comedy me too.
That's why I came here.
All right, I'm gonna go now. We just wanted this to be short and filthy. And I don't feel like you guys have pulled your weight, filth-wise.
Excuse me?
This was a Thanksgiving crudité platter.
Pardon me?
We're gonna go stuff our turkeys.
This was a Thanksgiving crudité platter.
I want to salute Thanksgiving. It's the only holiday where people mix relatives, alcohol, and tryptophan.
Yes.
And that's a good thing.
Yes. Oh, you did make a turkey-baster joke.
Yeah.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Remember, when the Wampanoag fed those starving pilgrims, they didn't realize they were inventing socialism for undocumented immigrants.
Happy fucking happy hour. Thanksgiving family. Family, 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 family,
family, family. Family. Yes, family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, this is Jody Hamilton, host of the podcast From the Bunker. If you enjoyed this episode, you'll love my show where every week Sean Barton, David Shockett, and I discuss politics, sports, pop culture, that show on HBO that I don't watch. Find it at sexyliberal.com and on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and everywhere else you get your podcasts.